election season is coming up here in Chapel Hill and across Orange County and the state. We got an election coming up in about 2 months. Election season already kind of kicking into high gear. Candidate forums are beginning to launch around the area. One big one, there's going to be a lot of them over the course of the next month or two. One of the big early ones is coming up this Monday. It is a candidates forum for Chapel Hill Town Council candidates. Monday the 11th at Chapel Hill Town Hall, 7 to 9 p.m. It is hosted by CHALT, the Chapel Hill Alliance for a Livable Town. And joining us now to give us a preview of the forum and talk a little bit about campaign season from CHALT, Julie McClintock. Julie, how are you?
I'm great. Delighted to talk to you, Aaron.
So for people who are just starting to get into campaign season with all of these forums coming up and some pretty significant elections on the ballot this year locally, town council, 7 candidates in the race for 4 open seats. There's going to be at least 2 new people, if not more, depending on how things shake up. Of course, school board, aldermen, and everything else. What are the key issues that you're looking at for this round of elections in 2017?
Well, CHALT, better known as Chapel Hill Alliance for a Livable Town, we have goals that we think are important, and we're going to be looking at the candidates, and we intend to endorse after we go through a proper process. Mm-hmm. But we're looking at things like, are we growing in a way that protects our wonderful college town character? Are we addressing traffic and transit problems? Are we getting the kind of development our town needs? There's been a lot of apartments going up lately. Are we still promoting affordable housing effectively so that all income levels can afford to live in Chapel Hill? And finally, I think we're interested in finding or voting or endorsing candidates that spend our money wisely.
So for people who don't know, and we always stress here on the air just how important local government is to people's everyday lives, it's in a lot of ways more important than state government and local government and national government in terms of the everyday things that we do on a day-to-day basis. You mentioned traffic, housing, and things like that. But specifically with regard to the Chapel Hill Town Council, talk about the key ways and the key places where the makeup of the council will actually affect town policy in terms of everyday activities?
Sure. Well, as you know, the town council sets a policy direction for the town manager, and the town manager and his staff run the town. And I don't think council members want to get involved in all the details of running the town. At the same time, if residents are happy or unhappy with the level of service they're getting, then it's up to the council to make adjustments. And that could be anything from how often are my, you know, branches and yard waste picked up, or you know, am I happy with the decisions that are being made for permitting new development, or am I worried about the flooding in my backyard and is the town doing enough? I mean, those are all things that affect us right here in town, and it's enough to take your mind off other kinds of politics, because the local really, really does matter.
Speaking with Julie McClintock from Chapel Hill Alliance for a Livable Town, CHALT for short. They've got a candidates forum coming up on Monday from 7 to 9 p.m. at Chapel Hill Town Hall. This is for Chapel Hill Town Council candidates. Again, 7 candidates on the ballot for 4 open seats, 2 incumbents not running for re-election. So there is going to be a different makeup of the town council when all is said and done. And every time the town council has a race, it's a close one. So your vote really does matter. Julie, what do people need to know about the forum that's coming up this Monday? How is it going to run? Who's going to be moderating it? What do people need to know?
Oh, yes. We've got a great moderator. Will Dudenhauser from the Dispute Settlement Center is going to be the master of ceremonies. And his skill in facilitation will serve us well, because all the council candidates will get the usual introduction and maybe one tough question to start out with. But a lot of the forum is going to be devoted to questions from the audience. Mm-hmm. And I think how Will is able to make that a real community conversation is kind of exciting. And I think when you in a forum, when you allow more participation from the folks that come, that can be very satisfying.
I like that, and I like the fact that the moderator is someone from the Dispute Settlement Center, right? When you have a national...
Yes, I like that, too.
You have a national debate, it's always about generating conflict between the two sides. When it's local, it's all about resolving disputes.
Yes.
That's great. Okay, so 7 to 9 p.m. again on Monday, Chapel Hill Town Hall. Everyone obviously invited out to this. Chapel Hill Alliance for a Livable Town hosting it. Julie, before we let you go,
Let me add one more thing. Is if you really want to meet the candidates, come at 6:45. Mm-hmm. The candidates are going to congregate in Town Hall in the lobby just outside with a glass of lemonade or sparkling water and just, you know, get a chance to meet the candidates in person.
And is there
that's always a nice opportunity.
Is there a place online that people can go to find out more about Chalt, about the election,
yes,
and the forum?
I think the best thing is to go to our website, which is chalt.org. That would be the best place to learn about the event.
All right, sounds good. Again, 7 to 9 p.m. on Monday, Chapel Hill Town Hall. Everyone invited out to that. And bring your questions for the candidates. You'll have a chance to ask them. Julie McClintock, thank you so much.
Well, we hope that Irma is not going to cause any problem here in town. So if there is, we'll reschedule before.
That's good to know as well. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.